Omer Creek is a popular waterway about 20 miles south of Petersburg by road. Anglers fish for salmon and trout in the creek, and there's a trail nearby through some old-growth forest. But further up the creek, it's a different story.
I was wandering through this floodplain for several years, and something was just not right.
Heath Whitaker is a hydrologist with the U.S. Forest Service in Petersburg. He's taking a small group of people on a tour of the creek to discover why this part of the forest looks a little different.
I'm not going to tell you, and we're going to try to figure it out on the way.
It's not too long before rain comes pouring down. If we were under large trees, we'd have some protection. But here, the trees are unusually small. Whitaker says the area used to be home to the island's largest spruce trees, but about 20 acres of it was harvested in the early 60s.
If this were harvested in 1962, how big do you think those spruce would be in 56 years?
Bigger.
They'd be this big, you know, they'd be big. And so that always bothered me about this site is why are these trees so small?
As we ponder the reason for the stunted trees, we start walking on an old, overgrown roadbed. Whitaker points out some standing water along the sides. The land and stream start to change. The spread-out flood water becomes more stable. The elevation is a little higher, and there are larger pieces of rock around.
This is where it kind of shifts character. From this point downstream, it really shifts character.
We continue near the creek, climbing up and down what seem like berms in the forest.
Take a look at the water level right there. That is above the level of this.
Below the high banks of the creek, the forest floor drops in elevation to a soggy floodplain.
You don't see this kind of land feature in a normal stream situation, and so it's always bothered me in this particular floodplain, like, why is the elevation so much lower on the floodplain as it is within the channel? Why do we have these dike features right here?
In the trees, we find some larger boulders and an old-fashioned, rusted-out pickup truck. Both are unusual, unnatural. Clues, Whitaker says, that things have been moved around. So what was it?
Mining.
Mining? That's a good guess. Matter of fact, that's close enough. They mined it for the cobble and the gravel for the roadbed for Mitkoff Highway in the 1950s.
The low, soggy areas now were pits back then where gravel was dug up. And the replanted trees aren't growing back strong because they lack proper nutrition. About a meter to 3 meters of topsoil was removed. So the mystery is solved. Well, not entirely. There's still the question about what to do about it. How do present-day hydrologists make waterways better after humans messed them up years ago? The options are limited without making things worse. But Whitaker says they do want to provide more structure and soil to the area.
What I'm hoping is that if we have a helicopter in the area, that we can have that helicopter drop big logs in kind of perpendicular piles to the flow so that at least we've roughened the floodplain a little bit.
The Forest Service also has plans to restore parts of the creek's channel itself. That can be as simple as dropping large trees along the creek banks and letting nature take its course. But although the idea is simple, it's not cheap. They plan to do the project in 2020, but that will depend on funding, which could come through a future timber sale. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.